This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday Israel will press on with the war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza until all its objectives are achieved. He said the war must not be stopped until we achieve all of its goals, the elimination of Hamas, the return of all of our hostages, and ensuring that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel, Netanyahu said at the start of a weekly cabinet meeting. Top U.S. and European diplomats sought ways on Sunday to keep the Gaza war from spreading further in the volatile Middle East. But 3 months after the start of the conflict, more bloodshed underlined the difficulties they face. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the European Union's top diplomat Josep Borrell were on separate trips to the region to try to quell spillover from the war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken assured Jordan's King Abdullah on Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza or the occupied West Bank, as he hoped to kickstart talks on Gaza's future. The king had raised Jordan's concerns over displacement in the meeting, according to a palace statement. Hezbollah struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel, the Israeli military says. It warns of a quote-unquote another war with the Iran-backed militant group. The increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepares to visit Israel on his latest Mideast tour. The U.S. has urged Israel to wind down its blistering offensive in Gaza and shift to more